Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others pay for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
What the hell? Stelena.
Winning.
Yo, what up, guys? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here for the season finale of Vampire Diaries Home. I'm joined in studio by the very depressed Roxy Starr.
If this sticks, over it. I can't. I cannot, Jesse.
Roxy cried multiple times throughout the episode. The Bonnie and Graham's thing that hit me.
But it's not even crying like, you know, when you're kind of... It's the kind of crying that now I feel sick because my head hurts and I'm congested. Like, I was sitting there and...
You physically got sick from Damon dying.
People kept walking in and I was like looking at them destined. I don't understand how the world hasn't stopped. I'm switching my humanity off as of right after the show. I mean, is this a joke? And I thought we escaped this because we know in the books... Sorry, spoiler alert. What I've been told, I didn't read the books. What I've been told is one of the brother dies, and we know that he ends up with Stefan in the book, so I'm assuming the brother is Damon. And I was like, that's not going to happen because the way the show is and the log line of the show. I just don't understand. And not to mention the fact that all this overshadows the fact that Bonnie's dead, which I haven't even had time to process because all I could think about is Ian Somerhalder.
Like, yeah, weak way for them to kill off Bonnie again.
Again, and they're standing there. I know we're not at the very end yet, but if this is them not dying, I wonder how they're going to spin that. But if it is them dying and we didn't actually get to see them get sucked, then they left me with false hope all summer.
Well, if you watched Buffy, you might have hope. But you didn't, so now you're sad all summer.
I'm depressed about it. So okay, so you guys on Twitter are being so amazing and such great emotional support right now because
yes, and shout out to you guys for sending us the links for the show.
Yeah,
we really
absolutely
do appreciate that.
You guys have been incredible. But some people are telling me that Ian's in contract for next season with them, which makes me feel better. Somehow, if they manage to save the other side, though, I don't want to see him on it the whole time. Maybe we'll be able to get him back. I don't know. Seriously, I'm looking at all these tweets right now. You guys are coming out for support. It's amazing. I feel like a friend of mine just passed away. I'm not kidding. I know. You would feel the exact same way if Stefan just died.
They've screwed with Stefan how many times?
Yeah, but he's never been dead.
And he could, even if he did die, I would have enough faith that Delana is still going to win.
I think Delana will still win if he's not dead.
Oh, that's funny. I don't have to say if.
I don't understand how you think that's... I think that even if Delana's off the table, even if Damon's dead, I don't think she's going to be with Stefan. We hear Lexi Knight say that Stefan should be with Caroline.
Is that exactly what she said?
No, not in those words, but she was like, Caroline? He's like, what? And she's like, you don't see it.
You don't see what? That she's the new Lexi.
No.
Are you really reading this, huh?
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about the episode, though. Caroline, Elena, Damon, they're crying over Stefan. We see on the other side, Stefan's watching them. The other side starts sucking Stefan up, and we see Lexi.
So happy to have her back. Depressed that she's gone forever.
But she found her peace.
But she found her peace, which was really nice. And, yeah, that moment, which we'll get to, she did.
Flip side of that, we see Damon mad yelling at Bonnie to do something about... you know, everything being sucked up and Steph bringing Stefan back. Enzo shows up and we find out that he found another traveler. And that's going to help the plan spin back in motion.
Yeah, but bizarre how that all turned out.
Yeah, it was the traveler was Silas. Little thing.
Yeah, and then Bonnie, bygones.
Yeah, but...
what you got?
The whole Silas thing. I'm just kind of like, why did we have to do that?
I know, I'm confused. And I almost didn't even remember Silas being on the other side anymore. Like,
yeah,
I
that
know,
was the whole point was locking him back.
I know, the whole point was locking him in, but I'm saying, like, it's been so far gone that, in my mind, he could have just already been sucked, you know?
Oh,
like, we haven't seen him. I was like, I don't even remember, like, if he had been sucked, I wouldn't have been like, well, where'd Silas go?
I didn't see him as a relevant enough character to bring back for our season finale. They're like, oh, okay, cool, thanks. We needed to see that.
It's not like somebody we've missed. Like, we see Paul every day.
Yeah, so basically throughout the episode, we have Bonnie trying to figure out some sort of plan.
And it's just like, come on the train. Come on the Bonnie train, you know. Everybody gets a free ride.
Well, yeah, so, you know, we find out that Silas is working with Enzo, and he says he wants to help bring her friends back.
Right.
Was there a moment that you thought, oh, this might work?
I just was confused again why Silas was needed and then why he wasn't needed. The whole thing was just...
Well, because he's a traveler.
Right, he was a traveler, so he was needed. But then once he was there, he wasn't needed anymore, and Bonnie just could let him go.
It's interesting.
Like, you got it. You understood at the time. I was kind of confused about it.
It's also interesting to me. I wish they, if they were going to use Silas, to have used him in the sense of being a plan that of bringing him back, the travelers wouldn't be able to do their spell.
Right.
And maybe him being, oh, but I guess there were two doppelgangers left. Oh, never mind.
It's just confusing. And now that everybody's been sucked. Again, where are we sucked to? Is this a never-ending cycle where there's another side and to that other side there's another side? And I know that there's no other side to where you have your peace. Or there could be. Maybe we have a heaven. Maybe we have another side. And then we have, maybe we have a hell and another other side.
Yeah, it looked like when you find your peace, heaven, because everyone would like light up.
Right, but
and
when
then when you're getting sucked.
Whoosh.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be there.
So I don't know. Like, I think on this show... You never say never, and especially if we have Damon get sucked, there's got to be a way to get him back, I believe. So that means that that opens up the door to Catherine Pierce, to Silas, to Vicky, to Damon, to Bonnie, to all the sucked people. Also, we saw a few weeks ago that Cole was on this other side, and he was like, please don't let it go. I thought it would be more realistic for us to see Cole tonight than Silas. We've already seen him on the other side recently. And
I wonder if they just brought Cole in to kind of tie it back into the originals. Because, you know, the originals, they'll make little comments about Mystic Falls. They don't really do that on Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, they don't, because the originals was the spinoff of Vampire Diaries. But I was thinking, Jesse, if you do watch the if you do watch the originals, this will make sense. If you don't, I'm sorry for a second. But you know how we just got... the spoiler if you haven't seen the originals from last week.
Oh, for Finn?
Yeah, for Finn. I thought that they wanted Cole over here so we could see that that was going to be Finn.
Fair enough.
But I could be reading way too into that.
I feel like you have been tonight. Yeah. Bonnie lets Silas get sucked up, and then she has this meeting with Grams, which was an awesome moment. It sucks because I feel like... Here's why I think that they're not going to die, because Grams was so sure. She said, I made peace because I made sure I found yours.
Your peace, yeah.
And don't, and just whatever you do, just know that I looked out for you.
And she was like, don't worry.
I don't know if that was like going to be a goodbye or if that was like she knew she's going to survive this.
I don't know either. It was a really strange thing, Jesse, and I'm going to have to go back and rewatch exactly what she said, but you're right. She said, I made peace because I know I've made you find your peace, whatever. I thought at the time she was just talking about how selfless Bonnie was being. And she was like, I've raised you to be this person. I've made peace because now you've made peace with yourself. But I think that if Bonnie and Damon are to come back, it's because of something Grams did or put in the works.
Yeah, the other quote was, it's been my privilege to watch you grow. That was...
Yeah,
really good moment for Bonnie. It got me because part of me feels like, okay, did Graham say that because we're going, you know, a little clue that we're going to get Bonnie back? Or did Graham say it because this is Bonnie's final goodbye from the show?
Right. I don't know.
Because she had her final goodbye to Jeremy and...
I read a lot of things about tonight's episode before tonight's episode happened. One of them was that three people were going to die. So I would like to do a death count with you in a little bit, but that was one of them. And the other was that we were going to see Joseph Morgan, which is Klaus.
Fail
on that count. But the three people dying. So
Bonnie, Damon, and...
But we didn't... I mean, did we see Bonnie and Damon die? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So Bonnie, Damon, and then I guess it would be Enzo.
No, Enzo came back.
I mean, sorry, not Enzo. Marcos.
Or I'm wondering, well, we didn't see Forbes. What happened with Sheriff Forbes?
Well, she seemed to be, the last thing Alaric's like, I think she's going to live or whatever. I thought it was so messed up that Alaric went through before Damon, but.
Well, no, it looked like Alaric was pushed.
No, Stefan was pushed. Or Stefan was, like, fell over. Alaric was like, oh, here I am.
I don't know. I have to go back and watch that because I'm pretty sure I was like, oh, they pushed. I felt like Damon pushed Alaric.
Maybe. I'm glad that
right,
because
it was
just...
Damon and Alaric at the very end. Yeah, I feel like Damon pushed him because he probably was like, Damon probably thought he wouldn't do it.
I know we're not there yet. I want to talk about all this.
Well, let's get into it. So, at the same time, we have Luke and Liv who are chased down by Elena and Caroline. Elena,
wait, right before we get to them, Jesse, sorry. I just thought that Damon was being so mean to Enzo. Like, that's supposed to be your best friend, and he's like, I'm here on the list too. And Damon's like, well, figure it out. Like,
well, I think everything, I mean, that just goes to show that no matter who you are, Stefan is the most important person to Damon. That's how I took that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh, way more than Enzo.
I was going to say more than Elena. I wasn't going to say more than Enzo.
I would probably say Elena too. But the thing is, between Stefan and Damon, Stefan would tell Damon, save Elena.
Okay.
But yeah, I do feel like...
No, I think Elena's more important to him, but I see what you're saying, and definitely more so than Enzo. But he was being so mean to Enzo. I was just like, you said you were going to bring him back. He's your best friend.
Boop. Not no more. So Luke and Liv chased down by Elena and Caroline. Love that scene. Elena wants them to help save Stefan. And Liv is like, no, are you kidding me? Are you a fool? Goop. And Caroline snaps Luke's neck.
Caroline, badass. That's the second time you've gone for the neck snap in 2 weeks. And yeah, I'm into it.
Winning. I like that moment, kind of showing, you know, Elena taking charge for once.
Mm-hmm.
And showing Carolyn's toughness. Liv is interesting to me. She's starting to make me think that Bonnie might really be dead. Because they really want to force these two characters on us. And tonight...
She just annoys me, Jesse.
Yeah, she annoys me too. Like, you know, tonight we see her when she starts the spell and it's going on.
Na, na, na.
And she's crying and she could have stopped it when Luke was like, I'm here. And it was really important for her. She said, I promised them.
It was bizarre because Luke was the one to me who seemed to be more on their team.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess when it comes to his sister, it's different. But once Luke was the first person through, what was to stop her from just letting them go? Well, I mean, what does the promise really matter if they're all dead? You know, they can't come after you.
Right.
But I guess she must be a better person than I thought she was.
Well, how did you feel on the other side, kind of the conversation between Stefan and Lexi?
The conversation about what?
Caroline.
So, as I said to you, you know, Lexi says, you're an idiot. Like, you don't see this? And he's like, what? And she's like, Caroline. And he's like, huh? Like, playing all dumb. I think Lexi's saying, she's the one. She's the girl. Go get her. Which is hard. It's really hard for me because tonight I feel like I lost Caroline and Elena. So it's like a big, what? It's hard for me to even admit that, but I definitely think that's what Lexi was referring to.
Yeah, it was interesting that Caroline, you know, at the end was like, where's Stefan? Like, that's what she was
thinking about.
Interesting. All right, so Marcos, Sheriff Forbes, they're at the border of Mystic Falls. Marcos has reset the borders for his people to live there.
For the place that the magic has reached because it's not going any further because the doppelganger issue.
Right. He shows Sheriff Forbes Julian, who's in Tyler's body, and explains what happens when you go outside of, or go into or out of, into.
What are you talking about, a traveler?
Mystic Falls.
You mean what was happening with Tyler?
Yeah, remember they pushed him into the force field or the outside of the border?
I think it was out of, or in, I don't know.
I think it was
into 100% into.
Yeah, so they pushed him into Mystic Falls, which pushes him out of his out of Tyler's body. Tyler, basically everything magical that has ever happened to Tyler gets destroyed.
Right.
Julian's out of his body.
And he dies.
Then he turns into a hybrid. Then he turns into a werewolf, then he turns, I'm sorry, into a vampire, then back into a werewolf, and then
into a dead. Human.
Well, dead.
Right.
Dead. When he comes back from the other side, he's human.
Right, but here's the thing. This is what everybody's tweeting about and confused about. So, is Elena and Stefan, are they humans now?
I don't think we've acknowledged that yet.
Okay. What we do know is that Tyler is no longer a hybrid.
Right, because, we didn't see the end scene. We didn't see anyone do anything. Everyone was just kind of shocked.
Who wasn't dead? Just Caroline and Matt?
Yep.
Hi, Matt, by the way.
And Elena didn't die.
Elena died with Damon.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Full speed ahead.
Yep, so just Caroline, Matt.
Sheriff Forbes.
Yeah, everyone kind of got played.
Yeah.
Tyler shows up to Bonnie. Interesting moment. You know, Bonnie tells him about the plan. Sheriff Forbes.
Do I have a choice?
Yeah. So we have this plan that's going to go on that Damon feels, okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Sheriff Forbes to bring all the travelers to the Mystic Grill.
Yep.
And
we're not blowing up our town.
Then we're going to blow the town, it up.
Yeah.
How did you think about that plan?
It just pissed me off about the scenes from last week about this week. But what I actually thought about, what I actually thought about the plan was, like, that was smart. I'm still questioning what exactly happened, whether, like, obviously he's not a vampire, so he didn't compel Sheriff Forbes, but how he gets her to stay. He did this, maybe it's traveler magic. But I thought it was a smart plan. Mystic Falls seems pretty done for, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready to... Maybe we should pick up and move over to New Orleans. Or, like, some... Just...
No, he can't get rid of Mystic. Mystic Falls is like the Sunnydale. Staple. It's like, you can't...
It's like what?
Sunnydale.
Is that Buffy?
Where Buffy lived. You can't move out of... But, I mean, at the end, Sunnydale was blown up and turned into a hole.
Don't tell me.
That's Buffy. Just saying. So the travelers are partying at Mystic Grill.
Is that like the orange? Oh, Sunny D. It's like the juice box, Sunny D.
No, not at all. The travelers are partying. Marcos wants to talk to Forb, like you said, and he kind of does this little like
voodoo-y
stroke on her arm. At that time, Liv starts the spell. Matt and Jeremy are working. They release the gases.
Mm-hmm.
What
side are you on, Matt?
Yeah.
I was like, is a traveler in his body?
He looked different this episode, too, for
yeah.
me.
He just was weird, and he's like, I don't know, it'd be kind of nice to have everything out of this town. Like, I guess that he's just getting sick of it, but I kind of thought maybe one of the big things that was going to be in the season finale tonight was Matt was going to turn vamp or something.
Oh, I don't. You think that he will?
I don't know if he will because we have all these humans, but, like, he was just talking so much about how he wanted to get rid of that. I was like, ooh, is this foreshadowing for him becoming that? But I just, it was the first time where I felt like Matt was not on our team.
I think I would really like Matt as a vampire.
It'd be like Caroline. Like, she was kind of annoying before, like, helpless before. And
see, I feel like it would make him cocky. Like, it would make him kind of like...
He'd be like, swag.
Yeah, almost give, like, a little bad boy to him. Liv starts a spell. Matt and Jeremy release gas. Sheriff Forbes, Marco starts kind of catching on to Forbes, and she says, do you smell that?
This was smart of her, but then really... freaking stupid. Get out of that room, bitch.
Why are you calling someone?
Right. I mean...
Run as you're calling.
Also,
you text and drive. You can run and text.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous, too, that she's the only thing that survives. If she is alive, like, all those travelers died and you lived.
I don't know. Yeah, it seems a little stretched.
Forbes is forced.
So she knocks Marcos out, tries to warn Damon.
Tries to tell Damon
to do it. And Marcos basically holds her back. So we find out that Elena wants to go with Damon.
Right. I was surprised he let her, but...
I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, she was like, you have to respect my decision.
And you felt this was very
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, I was looking at this. For me, they're just like everything... I wrote down what she says. She says, I know what I signed up for, Damon, and I'm all in. I'm all in. To me, that was Vampire Diaries making a statement like, this is it. I'm all in. And then to get to where we got at the end of the episode was like, finally she's, I'm like, dear, finally she's laid down all her chips and she's saying she's all in, which is what Damon said this whole time. I'm all in, I'm all in. She's all in and...
Literally.
Yeah.
And
you know, they're going to die together and they're because this is her saying, I would rather die with you than live without you.
Crazy. She starts drowning in the car. They crash into Mystic Grill, big explosion. And that scene with all the travelers coming up, walking towards Bonnie. Crazy.
Crazy.
It just looked painful. Just them walking from behind and Marcos being like,
well, us seeing Bonnie this season be the gate and having everybody pass through her and all that painful has geared us up for this moment. Mm-hmm. Like watching this entire line of people who are going to have to pass through her, it was like, you know, even though we don't know what it's like to have somebody pass through you, or at least I don't know what's going on with you, but I'm sitting here like, ow, they've really made us understand what this pain is.
And imagine the pain Marcos had when, like, that. He's a powerful being, so imagine him going through Bonnie. Like, that must have been, boop. So the travelers go through Bonnie. Liv's working her spell. Elena and Damon pass through Bonnie.
No. Oh, they pass through that way. Yeah, sorry.
While they're in there, Alaric tells Elena to hurry up, but to hurry up and go to back to Bonnie while Damon and Alaric try to help Sheriff Forbes.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand. Again, they're in this other world. What taking that off of her body does... Like, so she was hurt.
He couldn't feed her vamp blood because he's on the other side. So.
Right. I was confused about this scene. Like, I didn't really understand this scene.
She was going to die unless, I guess she was getting crushed, so they moved it. But I would think they would have carried her then to where they were going to be like, Caroline, feed her your blood or something, you know? Mm. But they didn't. So
yeah, we just kind of left her.
So there. Now where is four? I think that maybe it's open-ended. They don't know whether she won her in the next season. They don't. So the, whatever it is.
But they took the column off. So if they want her back, they can.
Right. The reason I think that is because I was thinking to myself, you know what? We need Forbes. She's like that person. But now we have a Lark back. And he's kind of that person. So maybe they don't need Forbes anymore.
Oh, I could totally see him being a sheriff.
Yeah.
And Jeremy being like the little sheriff of Mystic Falls. Oh, I love that idea, actually. So we get Elena, Enzo, Tyler, Stefan, and Luke pass through Bonnie.
Right. So Lexi compromises herself.
Yep. Grams.
Grams.
Was forgiven or found peace.
And Lexi found peace as well.
Loved the Lexi versus Marcos situation.
Marcos got sucked.
Yep, he was really going to come for Bonnie.
You mother sucker.
And that was just a really awesome moment for Lexi. I also love Lexi being like, what kind of best friend would I be if I went through and my best friend's brother didn't?
I thought that was amazing too. And that really was like a come to Jesus moment.
I love, you know? Lexi. Like, she was like, every person that goes through you kills you more. Like, I'm not going to do that.
She was the only one who saw it for what it was. You know, Elena didn't realize she's going to die. Carol, none of them are thinking like, oh my God, she's going to die from this.
Because which makes sense because they're always coming back.
Right, right. But, you know, they think very selfishly sometimes and they're not realizing that Bonnie's like, literally putting her life on the line for them all to be alive.
Bonnie's always doing that.
Yeah.
What a crazy
story. I suppose she was going to die anyway, though.
Yeah. Marcos gets sucked and Lexi finds her peace. So then we're stuck to think that Damon is stuck, where Bonnie then tells Elena, it's too late. You can say goodbye.
I mean, just Nina and Ian's acting job in this scene was so unbelievable. Her sitting there on like slowly melting down that pillar. I can't even remember the last time I felt like that when I was watching a TV show.
Like I have to find something that she's in, a movie that she's in, because this girl's acting skills are
she's
like,
amazing.
Somebody, and especially after doing this show now, I can imagine, you know, this is like a workout for acting.
She's been there and back, you know, and she's unbelievable. Somebody asked me that the other day. They were like, is she good? Isn't that show like a CW show? I'm like, first of all, don't knock CW. I love that network. Right. Second of all, she's amazing. Like, I think she's one of the best actresses in Hollywood right now.
I totally agree with that, and I definitely would say one of the best on any of the CW shows I've ever watched.
Yeah, she's incredible.
And as annoying as her character can be at times,
oh, yeah,
an actress, that you can portray an awesome character of yourself. Like, yeah. It's just, she shocks
me
every time.
And be Catherine and be a Mar, whatever it is.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable. She really is. And tonight when she was going down the thing, and we can see Damon, we know she can't see him, and she's like, don't leave me, don't leave me.
Oh, he touched her face.
I was just, and he was like, I know you wouldn't want me to say sorry, so I'm not even going to. And it's like, everything he said, everything she was saying, knowing that she couldn't hear. I, like, wanted Bonnie to stay there to translate, but I needed them to have their moment alone, so.
How did you feel about Stefan and Caroline talking at the end? They talk about Lexi, they talk about Marcos, Lexi fighting Marcos, and losing Damon.
I just, like, couldn't even focus on it. I felt like we had just had the biggest moment ever, and I was like, not focused on them. I thought we were going to get a Stefan.
Like a kiss or something?
Something. And when we didn't, I brushed right by it. But I do think it's been a good setup for the next season. They're building a strong foundation.
Very strong. So Damon says goodbye to Elena and says, Elena Gilbert is the epitome of a fulfilled life.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is what I wrote down. I will die. 3 underlines. I'm done with this show. That's what I wrote down.
She really did. We had to have like a whole moment, and I had to talk her out of the fact that they might be able to bring them back.
Here's the thing. Am I being serious? 50-50. I love this show so much, but a huge part of that for me is Damon. Mm-hmm.
I think he's a huge part for all the fans out there, so I don't see them really.
I wouldn't feel as strongly if it was Stefan, but if it was Stefan, I would still be like, what the, like, you know, I would be really, really hurt by that because I love Stefan. I think he's an awesome character, an awesome dude. I just don't like Stelena as much as I like Delana. But just to kill one of the brothers, so I don't know. I just, after, and it's so unfair to Bonnie because she deserves such a, as strong of emotion. And nobody, if you look on Twitter, some people are like, oh, Bonnie, but like everybody's like, what just happened with Damon?
Yeah. And it's just so interesting because it's like, I feel like this is a time sensitive situation in which they're going to have to work really quickly and fast to be able to get. I mean, now there's, well, now actually, if Bonnie's on the other side, there's no anchor.
Well, she's not on the other side. She's about to get sucked. Or about to find peace. Maybe that's what Grams meant. Maybe Grams was saying, like, I know that you're not going to get sucked. You're going to find your peace.
So watching Buffy, when Buffy died, she came back and she was a totally different Buffy because she found her peace. And when she came back, her friends did a spell. Willow was the witch, did a spell. They bring Buffy back and she's almost primal. And she's scared, and we find out that she's acting weird for like the first couple episodes, and we find out the reason she's acting so weird is because she was in heaven and she was at peace, and she was mad at her friends because now she's been ripped out of heaven. Like, imagine being in the most amazing place ever, and then your friends who you love and you care about thought that you were in pain, and they're gonna bring. So I'm wondering if maybe we'll be in that kind of a realm.
Well, I think Bonnie might have found her peace right now, but other than the last 30 seconds of tonight's episode, I did not just see a bug crawl out of your cup.
Thank you. I'm watching that.
The last 30 seconds of tonight's episode, I feel like Damon has so not found his peace yet.
You don't think him saying Elena Gilbert is the epitome of...
See, that's what I'm saying. Other than the last 30 seconds of tonight, I just mean, like, with like everything around, yes, he's more on that path.
Well, I don't know, because even tonight with the Enzo thing, I feel like that, I know you didn't catch that, but I felt like that moment was to really show Damon, Stefan is number one. Like, yeah, we thought Enzo and Damon had this bro bond.
Yeah, maybe he has. I think I'm just saying that because I don't want him to be gone. So, yeah.
Well, what's your reasoning? Who do you think he hasn't?
It's not even that just it's a internal. Specific person. I just feel like he has more growing to do because it, you know, if this was like the final moment where he just grew living life as this grown person, you know?
Yeah.
Because we get it at the very end. Like, he's made peace with Elena. He even does that thing with Bonnie where he's making peace with whatever it is.
Which I love that one.
But we don't get to see him live that life. Bonnie has had peace for the last couple episodes. She's known that she was going to die and she's kind of like done everything with everybody. And Jeremy running after Bonnie.
Yeah, how did you feel about that?
It's really difficult for me because I'm so trying to be emotionally invested in it.
This moment made me.
Really?
Sure did.
When he was screaming, I thought that was the first time I've seen them really have the stakes are there.
Like, he really cared.
He really cared. And I was like, yeah. But then I would stop myself and I'd be like, wait, who are we even talking, you know, like, it's such a B story to me.
Yeah, I'm just like, if you're in a relation, I don't know, well, I guess I'm not a witch or a vampire to figure that out, but I feel like in a relationship you should know. I felt like that was kind of messed up of Bonnie. I get what she was trying to do, but you know Jeremy is a problem solver and he could have helped the situation.
Right, I agree, but I thought he did such an amazing job when he was looking for her and nothing else mattered. He sold it tonight.
That scene when he was just like, Bonnie, and then everyone was just kind of there and they all look at him and then they're all together and then that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was a really intense ending.
Tonight's episode, even though I like kind of want to go jump off of a cliff somewhere, was unbelievable.
They played it off very well. Yeah. Everything made sense as to why it happened.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Alaric hugs Elena.
P.S. Welcome back, Alaric.
Yeah, I wanted a little more from that, but I get it, Damon.
Yeah, she just says he's gone. You know, like any hi, hello, because that was her pseudo dad for you know. But she's so devastated, she can't even. just can't even.
And then, I mean, we finish with Bonnie and Damon prepping to be sucked up. And I guess, honestly, it really just leads us to predictions.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you got a lot of them.
Oh, I have so many that we have to cut off the prediction music, apparently.
Bonnie and Damon. One of them coming back, two of them coming back, none of them coming back.
I honestly believe...
What you like and what do you believe?
I honestly believe they don't know. As of right now, I don't think the writers know.
Really?
Yeah, I think that they did this. Otherwise, they would have been sucked.
Not
true?
True. I can't remember if it's Vampire Diaries Originals, but I'm pretty sure they would do the both.
That they wrote
that
the
they said
on.
That they filmed the first four episodes. Remember we talked about this? They filmed the first four episodes for the new season after the finale, so that way it's consistent. Was that the Originals?
That was the Originals, I think. That was the Originals, I think, but I don't remember.
That would be smart if it was Vampire Diaries did that, too. Like, that's a really... I like that, because then we come back into...
Yeah, maybe.
It's not like 3 years later.
Maybe they know. I know that there are books, and I know, but they're so loosely followed, so I can't even, like, trust that. The reason I say that, I don't know Kat Graham's career, where she's... Whatever. But, again, people are tweeting at me that Ian's in contract with them for another year.
But he could be.
Who knows if they buy him out? Who knows, you know?
But he could be in contract, and he could just come back for flashbacks.
Yeah.
He could come back as a...
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. What I want to happen is I need Damon to come back. I don't really know if Bonnie helps the storyline anymore, depending on if Liv and Luke stay. If they don't stay, then we need Bonnie back. I like Bonnie, and this Jeremy-Bonnie moment really had me going, so sure, I would like her to come back.
Outside of the show, though, with Bonnie, it kind of irritates me that we don't have an African-American cast member. Kind of just bothers me.
Yeah.
It's just like...
And now with Graham's gone, too.
Yeah. You know, so I just feel like with that element, like, kind of gone, it's just kind of like, because in the show, most of our witches have been
diverse.
Black. Yeah, it's just kind of like we don't have that on this show. Whereas the Originals, it's like you get every flavor.
Yeah, I completely agree, which is why I was really confused. You know, it's always, they come from a similar bloodline. So when we bring the witches in, usually they do happen to be African American. And now we've got Liv and Luke, who is like a mini Caroline.
Right.
And Luke, Mini Matt, yeah. So I would agree with that, or at least some diversity, whatever ethnicity they are. I get what you're saying. But I think that it's hard for me to guess what's actually going to happen because of how I feel in my gut. So I need you to talk.
All right, I feel like, here we go. Caroline and Stefan are going to have a romantic moment. And they're going to realize that it's not really that and that they're really meant to be best friends. And
okay. They'll
help each other out in that way. I feel like... I'm scared that we're gonna come back and it's gonna be 3 years later, yeah. And they're all just kind of like living life already. I don't want to come into that. I don't.
You,
I want
to
start.
You need to see the next step.
Yes, I need to see this next step because I feel like with Vampire Diaries, they always do that to us. It's kind of like we just have to go with it. No, y'all made a big decision here.
This was a huge decision.
Yeah. I don't want to guess. I don't want none of that. I want you to come back and explain to me what happened and where we're going with this story. I see Alert kind of becoming... I see him and Jeremy becoming kind of the new sheriffs in town. Maybe Forbes will live?
I think she'll live.
I feel like...
I don't know.
She's not a big enough character for them to have made that so dramatic.
Yeah.
Where I think that she'll... come back, like, to leave it the option open is kind of like, well, then you might as well bring it back because why are we even caring?
Yeah.
I agree. Bonnie, as much as I want Bonnie to come back, like I said, they have messed with this girl's life and character too much on this show as far as killing her, bringing her back, and all this pain. Like, it pains me. I'm like, just Bonnie's probably more at peace dead, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I see Bonnie.
Like you're talking about with Buffy.
Yeah, not coming back. I see Damon coming back almost in a Buffy-esque way and not being able to. All right, going back to Buffy. When Angel came back from the dead, he was a primal beast.
Is Angel Buffy's boy?
Yeah, so I'm wondering, like, soulmate, but she didn't actually end up with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she actually ended up with someone that we didn't even think was going to happen. So,
was it good?
Of course, it's fucking Buffy. with Damon, I see him coming back, and it kind of being this him being a monster and not really like having emotions for Elaine. I feel like we're going to go back into that. And then how do we deal with that? And how does Stefan deal with, you know, now Damon totally is this other person, or maybe Damon comes back and he really is just human, because now with Elena and, but Caroline can turn them back all into vampires.
Okay. That's true. If they want to be turned, Elena always didn't want to be, whatever. But this is the thing that I won't be able to stand. If we come back and it's 3 years later and Elena and Stefan have been dating, they get back together.
I don't want
dating.
That either. As much and as then, I love Stelena, I don't want
that. And then somehow we pull Damon back and
he has to come back into
and
it.
And he has to come back and I'll just be like, why don't I just hit rewind? Like that would crush me.
Okay. I would be into it, but I don't, like I said, I don't want a fast forward to 3 years. If that's going to happen between Steph and Elena, let that happen throughout the next season. Do not make us come back into that. That's not, I just feel like that's cheating. It's like you got, and if honestly, if that's the case, I might be done with the show, because I feel like we accept these little cheats here and there, but this is too big of a cheat. You killed the main character.
How would you feel if tonight was the series finale?
Too many loose ends, because it's like, okay, Tyler's human now. So is Stefan human? Yeah. Is Elena human? Does Stefan want to be turned back into a vampire? Yeah. Or does he want to live a human life and die? You know, does Elena want to become a vampire? Caroline's now the only vampire? Or, you know, so there's too many things there for it to be the season finale.
Okay.
So, but I mean, it was a good episode. I enjoyed it. I'm it's a little mind.
Yeah.
Effed.
Totally.
I know you're depressed.
I'm trying not to be, but like it's all I can think about, you know? If Damon's dead, then I'm just gonna
Pick up Buffy. It'll give you hope.
Okay.
On that note, we want to thank you guys so much for tuning in with us all season long. You guys are amazing and dedicated. And we love the conversation that you guys give us. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Until next season, peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.